this hour by Frederick Remington Fully Cooked Ready-to-Eat Bacon. Exclusive no refrigeration 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
I'm not a crook.
If you like your health care plan, you'll be able to keep your health care plan.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5.
Listening to Jim Paris Live, your source for the latest news on money, politics, prophecy, and preparedness. And now your host, the editor-in-chief of ChristianMoney.com and the author of more than 30 books, Jim Paris.
All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome to another live broadcast. We are live on Sunday nights. Our website is ChristianMoney.com. Although it's a lot more than just a website about money for Christians, we get into politics and survival and prophecy and UFOs and all kinds of cool stuff. But really, lately, the biggest action has been on my social media pages. And we have links to all of that, the various Facebook pages, Twitter, all of that, YouTube, everything is there for you at ChristianMoney.com. We are live on Sunday nights, tonight being no exception. And we've got a great guest lined up for you tonight in hour number two. Dr. Elena George will be with us for half of the program just to give us an update. She's been with us many, many times talking about what's happening with Obamacare and a number of great strategies and solutions to saving money on medical care. But she's going to be with us tonight just for half a show to talk about all that's happening right now with Obamacare. In many areas of the country, it's completely collapsed. For all intents and purposes, it's gone, but yet we don't have a replacement. So people have a tremendous amount of questions about this. We'll be getting into that in hour number two. And then the second half of hour number two, I'm going to talk a lot about cryptocurrency. So we decided to kind of split hour number two. We don't usually do that. We usually have a guest for the whole hour. Not tonight. Second half, I'm going to get into cryptocurrency. I'm going to talk about all of the different digital currencies, cryptocurrencies that I own, how you can buy them if you're so inclined, and what's been going on in that whole sector. We'll also be talking a little bit this hour about Bitcoin as well, but we'll spend a lot of time in hour number two getting into the whole cryptocurrency topic. So much on my papers here. I've got a couple of pages completely filled up with links and headlines and so much here, probably enough for 4 hours, although we only have really an hour and a half as far as my open discussion goes tonight. I'm not sure where we want to start. Oh, I should say this. In 2 weeks with us live, Dinesh D'Souza will be here to talk about his new book. Super excited to have Dinesh D'Souza for the first time on the broadcast. And a lot of other big names are in the works right now that we're working on booking. I don't want to jinx us, though, by giving you any of those names yet, but a lot of big things that we're working on. Super excited to have Dinesh D'Souza with us in 2 weeks. And then next week is podcaster Jason Stapleton. He's a podcaster, and he's got some really interesting views and opinions and has a lot of young people following him. And he's also a conservative. So we're going to kind of, you know, bring him in next week as our guest and kind of run him through the ringer, ask him his opinion on A to Z. And that should be an interesting interview as well. All right, let's start tonight with an article that you can find over at our blog, blog.christianmoney.com, blog.christianmoney.com. This article we posted today, written by Robert G. Etman Jr., who is our editor at large, and he is reviewing an article and discussing an article that first appeared in the Christian Post. And this is about the daughter, the second oldest daughter of Billy Graham. She may be Billy Graham's second most famous child after his son Franklin Graham, and Graham Lotz. So there's this article that says here in Christian Post, which Robert Yetman is opining about here in his article at our blog, blog.christianmoney.com. The headline is, "Ann Graham Lotz warns of God's judgment after Great American Eclipse." So here's what's happening. We're now getting into this whole eclipse thing, which is coming up, right? It's a week from tomorrow, the eclipse, and all kinds of crazy things are happening. I just saw this news article that just got posted over at Google News that there is a massive recall by Amazon on these eclipse glasses that you're supposed to be able to watch to stare at the sun. Now, just so you know, and I want everybody to know this, you could actually go blind if you try to look at the eclipse directly. That is why they sell these special glasses. But I'm hearing so many things about these glasses not working and being knockoffs and not being legitimate. I don't think I would trust any of these glasses with my eyesight. You can watch this by looking at it on television or on the internet. You can still experience the darkness if you're going to be in that swath of the country that's going to have complete darkness. But anyway, let's talk about this from like a Bible prophecy standpoint. I'm not so sure that I'm ready to go there, to go with Ann Graham Lotz and say that this eclipse that's coming is a sign from God that terrible things are going to start happening or that a judgment is coming on the United States. Here's kind of my argument against that type of thinking. Christians do this a lot. We did this at Y2K. We've done this many times. Y2K probably being the most recent, most probably poignant example we could really look at. But this is something, it's a natural thing that happens, the eclipse. And the people at NASA have been able to use their computers to predict when this is going to happen. And it's going to happen next Monday. And it kind of has the feeling to me of more of just a natural event that we know is going to happen. And we know exactly when it's going to happen because of these, you know, computers that we now have. I understand maybe back in the day before you could predict and know something like this was going to happen, if all of a sudden the sky turned black in the middle of the day and everything went dark, I'd be more inclined to say, wow, something's happening. God's telling us something. Or in today's world, if all of a sudden we had an unpredicted or an unplanned eclipse, so, you know, where you're just driving down the road, middle of the day, and the sky goes black and everything goes dark, that would really rattle my cage. And I think, wow, there's something happening here. In this case, I'm just not convinced that what Ann Graham Lotz is saying is something we should run with as Christians, that we should say, yep, the eclipse is coming, and this means judgment is coming. I mean, look, I've said this for a long time. If God doesn't bring judgment on the United States, he probably owes Sodom and Gomorrah an apology. I don't think the eclipse is going to bring the judgment. I think that this country deserves the judgment for such things as these aberrant lifestyles, and probably the worst thing is all of the aborted babies. I mean, thousands and tens of thousands and hundreds of thousands of aborted babies, that blood being on our hands as a country. I don't think we live as a Christian nation. I don't think we live that way. I don't think we are a nation that really serves God first and foremost. I don't consider us a Christian nation anymore. So I absolutely think that God's judgment could be coming. I'm just not making the connection here that the eclipse is part of that. And then there's a whole separate thing that says that something is going to happen in September. And I've seen some of these videos as well. And again, I'm just not convinced. I haven't been carried over the threshold to be convinced about that either. So it'll be an interesting day a week from tomorrow, but not sure that there's any super spiritual significance to it. I could be wrong. All right, Bitcoin going through the roof. We'll have that for you after this. Hello, everybody. This is radio talk show host Jim Paris for FreeSurvivalGifts.com. If you're a survival buff like me and like to try out the latest survival gear and gadgets, then you're going to absolutely love FreeSurvivalGifts.com. At FreeSurvivalGifts.com, you will find a wide array of survival gear, books, and videos that are all 100% free. That's right, just pay your own shipping. Now, I know you're asking, why is all of this survival gear free? Well, the companies offering this gear are doing so as a way to promote their brand and introduce new products. Check it out today, FreeSurvivalGifts.com. Pick up one or more free survival items for you and your family. That website again is FreeSurvivalGifts.com. Check it out, FreeSurvivalGifts.com.
I ordered some Andro 400. I'm losing weight, too, around the belly, really quickly. Some of the pants that didn't fit me, now they're falling off my hips. There's been a noticeable increase in energy. Then this stuff works. It does work.
That's what Bill said after taking Andro 400 for a month. Now listen to what Richard says about Andro 400.
I did a lot of research on it before I ordered it because I've tried other products in the past and they haven't worked. But this, I could not believe the difference literally within a month. Since I started taking it, I have lost 37 pounds. It was belly fat. I could get weight off, but I could never get the tummy off. Now the tummy's coming off and I have more energy than I've had in 20 years.
Guys, if you too want to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel 20 years younger like Richard, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You are listening to Jim Paris Live.
Yes, I am going to talk about Charlottesville, Virginia. I'm getting emails. Why aren't you talking about Charlottesville, Virginia? I will be talking about it this hour. We're going to talk about it, probably get into it in the segment after the bottom of the hour break. So we'll get into it then. A lot to sort out about what's happening in Charlottesville, Virginia. And we're going to break that down in our next segment. Bitcoin And in hour number two tonight, the second half of hour number two, we're going to get into all about cryptocurrency. I'm even thinking about this. I'll take some feedback on it if you want to email me, jim@christianmoney.com. I am thinking about it. Maybe doing a conference call this week at no cost. I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't do it at no cost. Well, I haven't decided that yet. I'm thinking about doing a conference call this week about Bitcoin. I've got so many people asking me, how do I invest? How do I get started? Where do I go? How do I put my money in? All of these kind of questions. So we might do something on that this week. And if I do charge, it'll be very low. So make sure you're on the email list. Sign up for the email list over at christianmoney.com. So Bitcoin, it's just exploding. I mean, it's just exploding. I have the Coinbase app on my phone. And I mean, it is not boring to watch. You just watch this thing. It was over $4,100. I mean, this is insane. I started talking about Bitcoin when it was at $12. And I should have bought a lot more than I did. I really should have. But I'm blessed that I did buy some. And I do have a number of different cryptocurrency. And we also have put some of our IRA funds into the Bitcoin Trust, which is symbol GBTC. That's George, Boy, Thomas, Charlie. GBTC is the stock symbol if you want to buy Bitcoin through the stock exchange within an IRA account, which you can do. And we did that also. But man, it's just incredible. And every time it hits a new level, 2,000, 3,000, now over 4,000, people are posting on my Facebook, on my social media pages. Yeah, right. But it's going to crash. So you need to get out. And they've been saying that since it went over 500, 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, 4,000. I don't know where it goes to. I really don't know. Some people have said $1 million for a Bitcoin. Others have said $2 million for a single Bitcoin. I think it could. I really do. And that's why my view is, you know, why not put in $100? I mean, it's not too late. I mean, if it goes to $1 million, I mean, why not put in $100? I mean, it would be worth taking that small of a risk. I'm not talking about selling your house, remortgaging your house, putting in, you know, your whole retirement, anything like that. So if you do that, that's on you, because that's not what we're talking about. But man, it is just exciting to see what's happening. Of course, Bitcoin had the so-called fork a few days ago. So the split and that happened. And now they've got this new software running and everything's going as planned. I mean, everything's working out. And it almost seems like Bitcoin will just take any excuse to run up to a higher price level. So a lot of the news stories I've been reading the last 2 days are talking about what's happening with North Korea and the risk of nuclear war and why now is the time to buy Bitcoin. People are buying it for that reason. I don't know. It seems like any reason. The summer's almost over, so people are buying Bitcoin. You know, it's any reason, but they're buying it. They're buying it a lot more than they're selling it, which is why it's going up so much. Hundreds of dollars per day it's going up. And who knows? I mean, who knows where this could be a month from now or even a week from now? It's just crazy. So we're going to get into a lot more about cryptocurrency in our second hour, the second half of the broadcast. Another article that you might want to take a look at over at our blog, blog.christianmoney.com. And this is where you read an article like this and you think, okay, how much further does the left go before even they themselves realize that they've reached insanity? And this is kind of where you go when you look at a story like this. So here's the headline. This is from the christianmoney.com blog. Transgender day camp offers enrollment to kids as young as age 4. Yep. I mean, the age of 4. This is still, I mean, aren't you still watching Sesame Street? Is Sesame Street still on TV? I mean, I'm thinking age 4 is Sesame Street, Mr. Rogers, coloring books. Maybe you're doing some finger painting. You're not even in kindergarten yet, right? You're not even in kindergarten. And there's now a transgender camp that you can go to. It's called the Preschoolers Rainbow Day Camp. And no surprise. Where is this going on? In San Francisco. Just unbelievable. And Robert Yetman has an article on this over at the blog as well. These are the kinds of things we cover every day. And you might think, no, this can't be true. This is insane. But yet it is true. And we have links, you know, to all the sources on this. Other articles, which we won't talk about tonight, but I'll just mention to you. There's a big feud going on between the New York City Police Department and Dunkin' Donuts. The police are now boycotting Dunkin' Donuts over one location's refusal. The employee allegedly said, "I don't serve cops," and would not give the police officers their coffee and donuts. I mean, you're taking your life into your own hands when you won't give a police officer their coffee and donuts. But in any case, there's now a feud between the NYPD and Dunkin' Donuts. We've got that story. Another big story about male cosmetics, that it's being predicted in 5 years that men will be wearing makeup. And this is sort of a new burgeoning opportunity, I guess. A lot of the cosmetics manufacturers are super excited about this. And another story, too, posted here. Somebody that got upset about an extra charge that they were not expecting when they had a photographer, a wedding photographer, took their pictures and then wanted to charge them $125 extra fee to put a cover on their wedding album. So there was a disagreement over this $125. So this couple apparently went to war with this wedding photographer, posting all kinds of negative reviews online, even going to news outlets, doing news interviews, and on and on and on. Essentially ruined this wedding photographer, ran them out of business over this $125 dispute. So the wedding photographer actually turns around, sues these people, and I guess the court decided that the dispute of $125, that their response and all the terrible things they did to this photographer over the $125 went way, way beyond what was reasonable for the $125 in question and running them out of business. And get this, the wedding photographer gets a judgment against this couple for over a million dollars. All of these stories are for you over at our blog, christianmoney.com, blog.christianmoney.com. All right, we'll move ahead and we'll talk about what in the world is happening in Charlottesville, Virginia. Unreal. Charlottesville, Virginia. After this, stay tuned.
For our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the dog.
I'll get the kids.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just $1 a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right. I really did not. I was surprised by this story about what's happening in Virginia. It was kind of caught me by surprise, because I really did not know there was such a controversy brewing in Charlottesville, Virginia. All of a sudden, I'm hearing things on the news over the weekend about there being a state of emergency, rioting, the police, you know, in mass being called out. Then we hear of a counter protester being killed. I believe it was 19 people injured. Then we have two police officers that die because of a helicopter crash, a helicopter that was monitoring what was happening. And so I took some time today to kind of do a little reading and look into the backstory of this, because I had no idea that there was anything like this brewing. And I pretty much follow the news, you know, day to day. So this kind of caught me by surprise. Maybe you're somebody in the same boat where you're just thinking, what's going on in Virginia? So this is in Charlottesville, Virginia. And I'm looking at a story here in the New York Times, and it has a picture of a statue of Robert E. Lee sitting on a horse. And this, of course, is not unique to Virginia. This has kind of been happening all across the U.S. for the last 2 or 3 years. The idea that we now have to get rid of anything that is connected to the Confederate side of the Civil War. We've got to get rid of it. And of course, the Confederacy's top general, larger than life, Robert E. Lee, and he's on a horse. And here's the problem. A lot of people just look at this as part of our history. And if you go around the world and travel, you will see statues. For example, if you go to Korea, you'll see statues. Korea's had many different dynasties. And you'll see statues of those that won and also those that lost the different civil wars and conflicts in the country. And I'm not sure that there's, you know, really should be an issue here. Leaving up a Robert E. Lee statue, that does not mean that you're anti-black. It does not mean that you're racist. It does not mean that you think that we should go back to the days of the South. I don't think it means any of that. I just think it's kind of part of our interesting history. And I know they did this in New Orleans. They've done this around the country. So this is where this whole dispute kind of came from, this dispute over whether or not in Charlottesville, Virginia, this statue of Robert E. Lee should be taken down. I mean, for example, if you go to St. Augustine, Florida, right in the town square, there's a statue of Ponce de Leon. Now, you know, that doesn't mean that we're all saying, hey, we need to go back to that area being ruled by Spain. We're not saying that. It's just part of the history of the area. And it's interesting. You know, I mean, maybe we shouldn't, as the government shouldn't spend money on any of this stuff. I don't know. But in any case, this is what this is all about. People are dying. People are getting hurt. All of these riots over this monument, this Robert E. Lee statue. He's riding a horse. It's a beautiful monument. It looks like it's bronze. It's a very beautiful statue. But this is what this all erupted over. And so what you have here is a group of people that are being described by some as Nazis, by others as white nationalists. They are not calling themselves Nazis. I really don't know much about this group. I know that it's not the same as, you know, people marching with Nazi flags. It's not that, but it appears to be people that are marching in favor of white rights. So you have Black Lives Matter. I guess these people are White Lives Matter. I'm not really sure. I don't know much about them. So they're marching and they're having this protest against the plans to take down this Robert E. Lee statue. So then we have counter protesters that are saying that the statue should come down. So we have the two sides clashing. We have the police involved. And then here's allegedly what happened. Allegedly, a member of the white, someone that sympathized with the white nationalist protesters, that is those that want to keep the statue up of Robert E. Lee, a sympathizer of theirs, allegedly drove a car into the crowd of the counter protesters. That is those people that want to get rid of the Robert E. Lee statue. As a result of that car, which is, you know, much like the terrorist attacks we've seen around the country, but this was not terrorism per se. This was someone who was taking sides in this conflict over this statue, and they killed one of the counter protesters, and I believe there were 19 people injured. And then, sort of separately and aside from all that, we have two police officers that were killed when their helicopter crashed, and the helicopter monitoring all of this. I'm looking at pictures of this, and this looked like an enormous deal. Like, you have thousands of people clashing. I don't really, you know, again, this kind of caught me by surprise. I did not know anything like this was brewing, and it apparently is not over. Apparently, there is still, I believe, a state of emergency in place for this area, and this hasn't been settled. This looks like something that may continue to percolate over the coming days. So just watching this, I honestly don't know what to make of this. I really don't. And I was not even aware that anything like this was percolating in this part of the country. But it is a really big deal. And the guy that is behind this, his name is Jason Kessler. Jason Kessler. If you want to do some research on who the protesters are, that is, the protesters that are saying leave the statue up and are being described as white nationalists and also by others as Nazis, the person behind this protest supporting keeping the statue in place of Robert E. Lee, he is a self-described journalist by the name of Jason Kessler. Jason Kessler. So again, I don't know much about him. The name is new to me, and I don't know much about his group or what is really behind his group. Apparently, the city tried to stop the protest in support of keeping the statue, but then they went to federal court, and the federal judge gave them permission, and so the protest in favor of keeping the statue went on. I mean, this just sounds silly, doesn't it? I mean, people are dying and getting run over, over a dozen injured, 19 people injured over a dispute over a statue of a man that died in 1870. Really? I mean, is that like the most important thing we have to be concerned about right now with North Korea and everything that's going on? And then, of course, the politics took over, and we have the mayor there locally and other pundits blaming Trump for all of this. It was because of Trump's campaign that the country has become polarized, and that's why this all happened, which is just, I mean, that's insanity. I just don't know how anybody goes there. But, of course, a tragedy for the death of these two police officers, and also to the young lady that was killed after she was hit by the vehicle. And we just don't know all that's happened. There's just so much happening here. We're getting just breaking news literally by the minute of what's happening. Now, let's talk about North Korea. We'll get into it a little bit. Then we've got the break coming up. So what is supposed to happen is in mid-August, which is in a couple days, right? So today's August 13th. A couple of days from now is August 15th. That's officially mid-August. So if I understand this right, North Korean news is saying that Kim Jong-un, as I call him, is going to launch four missiles to show us what he can do. And these missiles are going to launch pretty darn, land pretty darn close to the island of Guam. Will this start World War III? It very well could, and we'll talk more about it after this. Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris, and if you are like me, you hate all of those monthly bills. Well, I reached the point about 3 years ago that I decided enough was enough, and I went to war with my personal stack of monthly bills. I canceled cable TV and legally connected my television to the internet, and now I get hundreds of free TV channels, and I don't pay for cable TV. I found a little-known way of getting free home phone service for life, and I discovered a totally legal way to opt out of Obamacare and cut my health insurance bill by more than 60% per year. If you want to learn more about my personal war on monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com. That's ChristianMoneyPlus.com. If you're just plain sick and tired of those monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity at below market price at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by August 31st at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is August 31st.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
And one more thought about what's going on in Charlottesville, Virginia. I don't know anything about these protesters, these so-called white nationalists. They very well could be Nazis. I just don't know. I just want to clarify that because I don't want to get the emails or people to accuse me that I'm in some way defending what they're doing. You know, I really don't know anything about them. I just have a problem, I guess, just philosophically. Where do we stop then if we're going to take down all of the, do we go now to the old cemeteries and dig up the bodies of the Confederate soldiers? Many of these cemeteries have these fallen soldiers that were Americans that were obviously, fighting on the losing side. And these are now historic sites. Do we go there and dig those bodies up now? Do we get rid of the headstones? I don't know where it ends. And so the way I look at it is the Civil War was a terrible thing. And I think it was about more than just slavery. It was about state rights. But obviously, I think it was God's plan and the North won and the slaves were freed. And I think that was all great. It kind of worked out the way that it should have worked out. But then do we get rid of our history? So do we now cleanse the entire South of anything that has to do with that era of time? And as we do that, do we then rob our children and our grandchildren and future generations of the ability to go to these battlefields and look at these monuments and study these people, whether you were on that side of things or not, still part of history, part of the American story? And I think it's a tragedy to destroy all of that. That's my thinking on it. All right, back to the whole Guam thing. So here's where we're at. I've seen this happen. I've seen it happen in the halls of the high school I attended, where you got two guys and they're bowing their chests out and they're starting to push each other. And who's going to take the first swing? And that's where we're at right now with this. Make no mistake about it. That's what's happening. And it's really now a challenge for who's going to do what and who's going to respond in what way. So the next thing that is potentially going to happen, that we believe will happen, that they say they're going to do, is that North Korea is going to launch 4 missiles. They've already announced this in advance, that will come within 20 to 30 miles of Guam, the U.S. territory of Guam, and then we'll splash into the water there. Now, here's the problem with this. How do we know that? How can we trust this guy that these missiles aren't going to go further than that and that they don't actually have a payload on them, a miniaturized nuclear device? We don't know that. So we're not just going to take his word for it that these are benign missiles that are just part of sort of showing his capability and getting us to back off. I don't think that we're going to take it that way, regardless. I think if he launches those or is in the process of doing so, one of the stories I read, which I think is very compelling, is that Trump may in fact authorize our bombers to actually take those missiles out on the launching pad, that we've kind of now reached that point that we're going to start taking out his missiles on the launching pad, which, you know, I've heard, you know, what the ramifications could be, that's the trigger. The minute this guy, you know, gets hit with anything from us, boom, he goes into full scale attack. I'm not sure what else we do. I mean, do we really allow someone that says they're going to wipe us out to launch missiles and then trust them that they're quote unquote test missiles to just prove to us what they can do? But that's all supposed to happen in the next 2 days. And we've got CNN, you know, now broadcasting live from Guam. We've got the government there telling people to not look at the flash of the nuclear blast, giving people instructions to stay inside, keep your head down, take a shower after the blast. Really? I mean, is that where we're at? I mean, we're the United States of America. We're the country, you know, the world's largest superpower. Are we really going to be intimidated by this, where we have people living in fear? That island, of course, mostly comprised of military, U.S. military and their families. Are we going to live like this, letting people threaten us? You know, I'm not sure that there are many options here for Trump other than to do something militarily, especially if these missiles do come. But then the question really comes down to, it's sort of like watching one of these poker tournaments on television. It's the river card. Is Kim Jong-un, is this kid, this fat kid, is he really going to do this? Is he really going to do this? Is he really going to poke the bear one more time, knowing that this could be it, that he's going to go to war with the U.S.? I'm not so sure that he is going to do this. But if he does, I don't know what's going to happen. I think it very well could be the beginning of a major military conflict with North Korea. And it'd be very scary for all of us to have something like that happen. Wow. Okay. Also, I'm going to mention something right now, and some of you will find this on the blog this week. I've been thinking about it all weekend. I wrote a book about a Ponzi scheme that was for over $100 million was lost mostly by Christians in this Ponzi scheme a few years back. I think the book came out 3 years ago. Part of that book was about North Korea possibly being behind this Ponzi scheme. And I've been doing some reading about North Korea and how they get money for their nuclear program. And they do it in all kinds of different ways. They're hackers. Some believe that they're involved with the theft of Bitcoin. Some believe that they're behind scams, and I'm one of those. And I believe that I have in this book connected the dots that North Korea was possibly behind this or might very well have been behind this scam. And what I've decided to do is I'm going to take that part of the book and I'm going to publish it online this week and everybody can read it. And I'm also, I just made this with Amazon. I just authorized for the entire book to be made available for free. It's a Kindle book. This is one of my books that are only on Kindle. I'm going to make the whole book available for free this week as well for people that want to read the whole story about the Ponzi scheme. But there's a section of the book where I actually take you through the money trail and trace the money all the way back to North Korea. I kid you not. And it's really gotten no notoriety or news coverage for that. However, I think it's newsworthy now. And I'm going to put that out this week and see what happens. Pretty amazing stuff. And you look for that in the blog this week, the excerpt from the book, Exposing the Ponzi Masters, where the link is made between the scam and North Korea. This story I saw today and I said, wow, just wow. Goodwill, which, by the way, if you don't know, if you haven't been to a Goodwill lately, their prices are getting to be pretty crazy. I mean, used to be able to go into a Goodwill, and I love going into Goodwill. We've got one here in town because I like to look at old stuff. I love to look at old albums. My wife and I, we were in DeLand, Florida, and we got an opportunity going to an old record shop. But in any case, if you go into Goodwill, the prices have gotten crazy on a lot of this stuff. But this in the news today that Goodwill of Southern Nevada is apparently going to be filing for bankruptcy. I didn't even really know that a nonprofit could go bankrupt. But yeah, they're filing for bankruptcy. They are blaming this on higher cost for retail space, which I find that pretty hard to believe, right? With all the empty retail space around the country, that they're facing higher costs for retail space and they're going to be going bankrupt. If I had to guess why Goodwill might be having trouble right now, it's probably because there's just a lot of thrift shops now. It used to be that Goodwill was the only place you could go, but there's now, you know, every church has a thrift shop. So many organizations. I know that we have hospice here in town as a big thrift shop. So Goodwill is just one of many, many thrift shops you can now go to. But in any case, I did a little bit of research on this, and I found it interesting to note that the CEO of Goodwill International, his name is Jim Gibbons, receives more than $700,000 in annual compensation. Can you believe that? So the guy's making over $700,000 a year, and then Goodwill is having all these problems, and one of their locations, I guess, the Southern Nevada, so these are all like, I guess, sub-organizations of the main organization, but they're going bankrupt. And apparently Goodwill, you know, stores all around the country are struggling, having problems, but yet no problem for the top guy, Jim Gibbons, who's getting a $700,000 compensation package. Wow. And they get all their stuff for free. Everybody gives their stuff to Goodwill, but they still can't make it work. What? All right, we'll be back after news. Stay tuned.
Hello, everybody. This is radio talk show host Jim Paris for FreeSurvivalGifts.com. If you're a survival buff like me and like to try out the latest survival gear and gadgets, then you're going to absolutely love FreeSurvivalGifts.com. At FreeSurvivalGifts.com, you will find a wide array of survival gear, books, and videos that are all 100% free. That's right, just pay your own shipping. Now, I know you're asking, why is all of this survival gear free? Well, the companies offering this gear are doing so as a way to promote their brand and introduce new products. Check it out today, FreeSurvivalGifts.com. Pick up one or more free survival items for you and your family. That website again is FreeSurvivalGifts.com. Check it out, FreeSurvivalGifts.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.